obviously, yeah, we should be responsible and just know that. But I mean, you need that, that encouragement.
So much stuff happens. You have to remember so many things to just stay alive.
Yeah.
Can I quote you on that?
Yeah,
come on. And you do.
That was pretty good. I'm writing that down.
Yes.
You have to remember so many things just to stay alive.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah. Good job.
Hi there, and welcome to this, the 9th episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And what we're talking about today is about the products and things that make our lives easier in living with multiple sclerosis. And this can be everything from gadgets to equipment to whatever, but just tips and maybe give you some, what do they call them, like life hacks in terms of like making things better when you're dealing with a disability, when you're dealing with
a chronic illness. And interestingly enough, a lot of these gadgets and tricks aren't just exclusive for the disabled community or the MS population. I think these hacks would work for everyone. And speaking of everyone, we are joined today with our socially distant producer, Ryan.
Hello.
And so we should just get the party started. But I have to say, Dan and Ryan, you both have some cute hairstyles.
and we have a look.
You have a look.
Bald hair, glasses, and beard.
and men don't commonly get told you have cute hairstyles. And I watched Dan cut his hair in a whopping 5 minutes this morning.
5 minutes including cleanup.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And that is the life hack number one, or just things in terms of making our lives easier. And that's something that you found for me, comma Jennifer. You had asked the question, and I don't know, we were watching Breaking Bad again. And everything,
such a good show.
everything, and you know, Walter White is bald and he shaves his head. And Jennifer was like, you know, have you ever thought of doing that? Ever thought of just shaving it down? And I'm like, well, no, because I didn't want, you know, the razor and everything. I don't trust my MS hands to shave my head.
I didn't even think of that.
And well, and I'm just like, so I didn't. So I had always used the clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jennifer's like, she was on a mission, so she started looking, and then I started looking, and then boom, on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, I'm getting, you know, retargeted with sponsored ads for these shaver clipper things. And Jennifer found these multi-purpose everything, like basically a head shaver, electric shaver, down to the scalp. And it's oh my God, absolutely. I just cut my hair this morning. Yeah. So and
I might have to look into that.
How do you cut your hair, Ryan? How do you shave your head?
I started with just like the normal Bic. Like when I first shaved it, I took the wall clipper and took it all the way down to nothing. And I did that a bunch in high school too. Like I always just take it real low. And then other times I'd let it grow out. And I used to have curly hair that started happening after I started buzzing it down. Then it'd come out all curly. And then I'd be like, oh, your hair is so cute. And I'm like, like, because I'm a moron. But then, yeah, like the first time I just, you know, Bic razor and took it all the way down and I was like, hey, this is all right. And like since then I've dabbled with a lot of stuff. Like I tried like electric kind of close cut razor and like never ever worked. And I even went with a straight razor for a while it worked. Like it was so close and so smooth. But it's, you have to be so careful because it's a big giant razor blade. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's like I nick myself with safety razors on occasion because I have like a, you know, mole over here. And sometimes I just go fast and like I drag the blade kind of diagonal and I'm like, oh, that's a cut. But today, the other day I just bought a, you know, it's not an ad, but hey, we're open to the possibility. I bought a Dollar Shave Club handle and razors because I'd never used those before. Mm-hmm. And they are a lot cheaper and they sell them at Meijer. And so I was like, wow. I bought it and it's a very good shave. I like, but it was a new razor. So it's hard to be a bad shave on a new razor.
What's the name of that, which you got me, Jennifer? Because this is not a paid, because this here, makes, and this is a thing, if you are a bald man and you need help and ways to make your life easier in cutting, shaving your head, I mean, because I don't have the dexterity to do a lot, and this is just like quick and easy. Like I say, it used to take me like 45 minutes to cut my hair.
If I wait a couple days in between like shaves, it's so much more of a hassle because then the razor won't do it on its own. So I got to get the clippers out again and take it. It's like,
I think I was like 4 days and that was a little long, but I said, I have to do it today. And I didn't. It was over in 2 minutes. I mean, and it's so easy. What's the name of that product, Jennifer, that you've got?
I don't want to botch the name, but it's...
Spell it out.
YEMIUGO. And it's a head shaver with 5 little blades. It's cute. It fits in your hand and it's rechargeable. It's electric. You can use it in water, which freaked me out the first time you got it. Wet. I was like, oh, no. But yes, you can do that. And it's really easy. It takes you longer to clean it up, which when I say longer, it takes maybe 3 minutes to clean all 5 blades than it takes you to use it to cut your hair.
Yeah. And that, I mean, and it's truly, you know, their life hack, life easier.
Yeah.
If, you know, if you're a bald man or, you know,
living. Shaved head fellow.
Yes. And so that's just one thing. And I think that's what you try to do in terms of life and experience is just find the ways to make things easier, more effective, more efficient. And
going off what Ryan said about his hair when he had hair, he had the curly hair. I have curly hair, which I never embraced until I got older and my MS got a little progressive. And I just like stop torturing it and making it straight. So I use a curling cream.
Oh, okay.
So I just have wet hair and I scrunch it up with curling cream. In fact, it's so easy that Dan Digman does it because I no longer am able to coordinate my hands as well. But just some curling cream and wash and go. Mm-hmm. So I think certainly younger women probably already know a hack like that. But for me, that has really made a difference and made things easier.
Yeah, I dated a girl who had a like some kind of curling thing or whatever, and it was in the shower, and I put it in my hair one time because I thought it was just something. It smelled amazing, whatever it was. And I'm like, man, that smells really good. And she was like, that's my curl. I'm like, oh, crap. Like, my hair's curly enough. I don't need this.
Yeah.
And that was when my hair was, used to have long hair. It was like down past my shoulder.
Did you have a mullet?
No, it was full. Like, yeah. But yeah, like when I first or second year of college, like had a bad breakup, went to the gym every day, got swole or whatever the heck you call it.
Yeah.
And had long curly hair. I looked like Thor for a little while. It was pretty good.
Well,
and then, I abandoned that because there was a lot of upkeep on both ends. I was like, nope.
So seriously, I mean, get that shaver.
Yeah.
It wasn't terribly expensive. And I am the type of person, I'm a rainy day kind of gal. And if something happens to that shaver for you, Dan, I want to have a spare just in case. And it, again, isn't that terribly expensive where you could have a spare. So that is just some upkeep, you know, using curl cream or using a shaver.
And you said something that I'm like, is this something that we as people living with multiple sclerosis disabilities, just to where it's really a matter of embracing who you are, what you have. I mean, I have no business. I can't grow hair. I mean, I could do a comb over, but I think that would take more work. And
I get the stupid dumb island up in the middle. I hate it. It's the worst. Like if I had just gone like receding backwards, like I have a couple friends that their hair is going that way. And I'm like, that's fine. If you can comb forward or whatever you got to do, like just let it grow. And then eventually blah. But like it was starting to thin in the middle and nobody really noticed except for me. Well, I'm sure some people noticed, but like I noticed before anybody else. And I'm like, I hate this. I gotta get rid of it like right now. And I was going gray at the temples, which really bugged me too. So I'm like, nope, get it all gone. It's gone. Goodbye.
Well, exactly. And it's just like, that's what you have. That's what you live with.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, take charge and make it and embrace what you have. And that's for you, Jennifer, you know, because I remember when we got married and we used to like dry and straighten your hair with a flat iron and everything. And you know, that you figure that took about a half hour that we had to add to get your hair taken care of. And now it's just like, boom, put the water and gel in and you're good to go with the curly hair.
Yes. And you, Ryan said something about gray hair that I do not embrace.
Yeah.
And root touch up, just a simple little can of root touch up. We're going to Iowa this week, and I'm sure my family, your family, Dan, realizes I have gray hair. But I'm a little bit vain, so I'm going to use the root touch-up and spray away those roots. And it's so, you know, it's just a little spray, and it should work for like a day to cover that up. And that's another hack. You can find something easily to hide if that's what you are in need of. That convenience is there.
I don't know. It sounds shit. I used to be kind of judgmental. It's like, oh, people dye their hair or do whatever. Like my dad was using hair dye on his thing. He has the horseshoe dumb thing. I'm like, dude, it's already like, why even? But then I started like, then I'm like, you're such a hypocrite because like you shave your head because you think it looks better than letting your hair grow out. And it's like, you do it because you're vain about how it looks. And I was like, oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm never going to give anybody crap for doing it. It's like, hey man, unless the thing that still gets me is people injecting stuff into their face, like silicone and all that gross, like the blah, like fake stuff. Like, oh man.
But if that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
I suppose, but you're a boy.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're not a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
So you just let it go.
Neither professional nor Fabio. I mean, that's,
No, that's interesting.
But yeah, that was funny.
And while we're talking about hygiene, kind of, you know, with the shaving and the hair, another convenience thing that really means a lot to me because I value my teeth is our electric toothbrush. And just, it's a Sonicare, but that it times out at 2 minutes, so I know I'm brushing my teeth long enough and I'm reaching the hard to reach places because I wasn't doing a good job. You know, my arms are weaker and it was more difficult, but to get a little help from the toothbrush, that sounds silly, but it made a big difference.
Well, but it vibrates, it loosens things up. I mean, and for years our dentist kept pushing, saying, oh, have you tried? And again, not paid endorsement, but I mean, that's just what we use per the dentist recommendations, you know, the Sonicare, but I think any kind of electric toothbrush that like vibrates and jostles and maybe loosens up things in your teeth.
Yeah,
and sure. I mean, truly our teeth have had just, we've done really well with it. Obviously you still have to brush regularly and stuff, but I think it's a lot easier to do that. I think that's the challenge. Like when we travel, and you have like just a manual toothbrush. I mean that, you know, my arms get worn out and it's just, which is weird because it's, you know, you're just brushing your teeth. But I think when you're living with multiple sclerosis, there's levels of fatigue that, you know, this way the electric toothbrush is doing all the work.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Like I messed up my rotator cuff it's genetic or whatever the heck happened, but it really like doing anything with my right arm was painful for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And my left arm is so uncoordinated. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I went and bought an electric toothbrush for that very reason. Cause like holding my right shoulder up at an angle and brushing my teeth was murder for so long. And I was like, I'll get an electric toothbrush. I'm doing it. Never looked back. Oh, yeah. So great.
No. Yep. And then you realize when you are using a manual toothbrush for a couple of days and then you get back to your electric, oh boy, I wasn't doing a good job. My dentist would not approve. That's like a flosser.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of people don't floss their teeth, or if they do, it's a pain. But we just bought simple little flosser thing.
Like the little handheld flosser with the clip on it that has the flosser thing. And I mean, rather than, you know, with the coordination and I don't have any feeling in my fingers to lace up the floss over my fingers. And I mean, you actually introduced me to those handheld deals.
And they work really well. And it's just, again, a little hack because that is important. Some things in my body are going to poop, but I'm not letting my teeth rot out of my head if I can help it. Not good. So that, and then we, again, hygiene, just showering. You know, I have used a shower chair and I don't want to single anyone out, but I have a dear friend that I said something to her about needing a shower chair for me to shower. Keep in mind, I've been in a wheelchair for 19 years. She said, "Oh, Jen, that's funny. I just kind of thought you stood in the shower." I'm like, "I don't stand anywhere. How could I stand in the shower?" In fact, that was one of the first places I fell, like, or the most memorable falls when I was still able to walk, is I closed my eyes to rinse my hair and whew, fell out of the shower.
Oh, dang.
And so just having that shower chair that rolls so Dan can roll it over the toilet and then roll it into the shower, that's, you know, a typical shower takes 20, 25 minutes. So I don't have to stand. So that's a nice hack, a piece of equipment. So that's good.
And excuse me. And while you're showering, I mean, and you taught me this as well. It's rather than monkeying with a washcloth and a bar of soap, just get the shower gel, because then you just squirt it into the washcloth, and then. You know, that's one less thing you have to hang on to and have to coordinate and stuff. So you just have that gel that's there. And if you know.
Or if you get a poof, you know, on a string, then I can slip my hand into that. And, you know, that's even lighter than a washcloth, just that little poof. And if
like the loofah sort of thing? Okay.
Kind of. Right. If I start to drop it, it has a string around it, so it doesn't end up on the floor. So it's just a simple little convenience. But, you know, if you don't use that, I know a lot of hotels, if you ask, you can get a shower stool in the bathroom so that you don't have to worry. Because even if you're still able to walk, again, the showering is a very exhausting thing that you have to do. And so if you can take the help, or if you rent a hotel room that has a bench that folds down in the shower for a handicap room, something like that, that will make your life easier.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea. I like baths because I like soaking because I have a bad back, so I soak constantly. But just sitting in a shower sounds like a great idea too.
It does. And just the last thing, probably not the last thing, but I use a bedside commode. I take the little bucket that it comes with, take that off, but it gives me another 2 inches of height over the toilet so that it has arms on it, and it's a little chair over the toilet so that Dan can help me get positioned. And I'm up a little higher for transfers, so that makes it a little easier. And then when we go travel, if we're driving, we can take my commode chair and use that in the shower if they don't have. I mean, because a roll-in shower chair is a pretty big piece of equipment to travel with. So double duty, you can use this over the toilet in the hotel and then use it in the shower. And I think that's a pretty easy thing to do.
Well, and it is just that life hack sort of thing, because it gives you that the height. Because, yeah, it's like even for, you know, even with the hotels that have ADA compliant toilets, they're still pretty low.
Yeah.
And Jennifer's tall. I mean, she's 5'9", and those to have those, you know, have her on a regular or even a tall toilet, it's a lot easier when she just has that few extra inches. And true, then, with the commode, I mean, when we go camping, that way we've got something right there in the cabin where we don't have to make how long a trip's up to the bathroom. But I think those, the commodes, not with or without the bucket, really, it's just...
It's a little bit to make things easier. And while you're in the bathroom, you can't over... Or undervalue. Yeah, you can't undervalue a well-placed grab bar. I mean, those are cheap. Yeah. And just to put a grab bar in the bathroom. And whether you're benefiting from it. But I think a lot of people could use it.
No?
And it's just a good, you know, I had an aunt, she broke her leg.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a short period of time, she said, oh my goodness, I know what it's like to be disabled. And just all the convenience things that you are, all the different things that come in handy. So I think that while we're talking about this equipment on a show about multiple sclerosis, it goes way beyond MS, that these hacks can be helpful.
Yeah. Convenience is convenience. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when you said, Ryan, with the, just when you dislocated your shoulder and stuff, just having the toothbrush there to help. And I mean, and grab bars, and I'm being totally honest, I mean, you go to the, we start drinking, it's just like, it's nice just to have that for a balance kind of stuff.
That's what I was thinking about the shower chair too. Cause I was like, oh man, the next morning with like a hangover, just chair, sit.
Yes. Blah.
Or like if you shave your legs in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how women.
I do that all the time.
Well, I don't know how women do it. I know my sister-in-law talks about that. And I'm just thinking, okay, you're soapy, you're wet, and your legs are far away from. And so just to have a little stool or a seat, something like that, that would be easier. And then like Dan with his convenience of the shaver for his head. I can't say loudly enough how much Nair can be handy sometimes if I'm being lazy and I don't have a caregiver, somebody to shave my legs. Just a little convenience product like Nair, which actually works, but you have to, you know, make sure it will not eat up your skin, because people do have reactions. But just a little convenience like that, that can make life where you feel more in control of your grooming.
Well, and it's, you're able to take care of that, and it's less time spent on that to be able to focus, and it conserves your energy, you know, whether or not you have a chronic illness that you're dealing with that zaps your energy. So,
yeah. And then the last thing, I know everyone that goes grocery shopping, a lot of people use recyclable bags and things, and you probably shouldn't use the disposable or like the Meijer
plastic.
The plastic. Yeah. Thank you, plastic. The word escaped me for a moment. But the plastic bags. But if you do, and they're handy little things to
have. For sure.
You know, we're getting ready to travel, and I use a Kleenex box, an empty Kleenex box. I shove the plastic bags in there, and then they're neat.
That's a really good idea.
So you can like yank one out, and so you have a little garbage bag. Thanks, Ryan. A little Kleenex bag. And when our cat Cooper, God rest his soul, when he was alive, we just had a plethora of plastic bags, but you could just shove them in a box. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't.
I'm dumb, and I just put them inside each other. So then it's just this big giant ball of plastic. I'm like, this isn't helping anything.
Yeah, and now this is. So just something like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow.
I know.
And that's just in the bathroom, dude. So let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
But
a quick break. Quick.
Yes. Quickly take a quick break. But when we come back, we will talk more about things beyond the bathroom and grooming in terms of life hacks and things to help you in living and moving forward and being more efficient and effective when you're living with multiple sclerosis / disability or just in general. And we'll also touch on things that actually have gotten and improved since the pandemic. And we'll be back in a couple of seconds.
Okay, and we're back with Ryan coming back this time. Because I had a question about a convenience. I had mentioned it previously, and then we sort of discussed it. But since we're now talking about conveniences, I thought about with you guys, like, would a bidet help your daily life? Just because it does take sort of that, you know, using your hands and toilet paper and all that can terrible awfulness. It takes it right off your plate, basically. So...
Well, it wouldn't work for me necessarily. We have a friend.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
She told me about the bidet.
Yeah. And people that have them swear by them.
Yeah. And he swore by it. But just, I don't know if I could use it. I don't know if it would work with my commode chair.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So,
but yeah. I mean, but.
But Zach, like, there's a, I don't know if I mentioned, it was a Zach Anner is a YouTuber, and he's has cerebral palsy, I think, but he's permanently in a wheelchair, but he has, like, he, I don't know if it's different or whatever.
I mean,
certainly could be talked about. I mean, essentially, yeah. I mean, physics, I don't know if that's a convenience, you don't have to, like, use toilet paper, right?
Yeah. I mean, you still can, so, like, but yeah, some of them have, you know, the water and the seat is heated, which is, I'm like, yes, please. Oh, I hate a cold toilet seat.
Yeah, that's not good.
But then, like, yeah, some of them have air dryers that heated air comes up and, like, dries you off. And then a couple of them have enema things built into them. I'm like, okay, that's too much.
Well, I mean,
but it's a little tank of hot water. And it's just the, like, you just replace the seat.
Yeah, and if you're living with if you're not walking, you gotta sometimes get a little help to get things moving.
Yeah.
And so.
I've heard people talk about them, and I guess I'd never really thought, because I'm just like, interesting, but I do know, you know, somebody who has MS who swears by a bidet and was just so excited when his was delivered by Amazon. And, and I'm like, you know, would that be, we'll look into it after I, I'll listen to this and say, well, I heard it on a couple takes on MS. I need to look into a bidet. But I think, like you say, it's just in terms as we're talking about hygiene and everything and convenience.
Yeah. It's a big part of it. Like, I've wanted one and I don't have one, but I don't know anybody in real life that has one. I know a lot of YouTuber people that have them, but.
A lot of what we've been talking about is the hygiene and all the good stuff. But I wanted to talk then too, as far as a life hack that I've really found helps me is like your insulated mugs and the things that you can put coffee in that keep it hot for like 50 hours, you know, but what I've found is that, you know, when you're talking about living with MS and bladder issues, and then let's drink a bunch of caffeine and stuff and just inflammate and irritate the bladder to where you're up going to the bathroom every 30 seconds. And so in the morning you're pounding the coffee, drinking. And I always would drink the coffee before it'd get cold. And this insulated mug that keeps the coffee piping hot forever limited my coffee intake. So, and I'm still getting the drip, the hot coffee throughout the morning, but I'm not overindulging on it to where, and I think it's, you tell me, babe, because you spend the money on the coffee, but it's just like, I don't know if it's like.
So it just takes a lot longer for it to get to that point where you can just chug it.
Yeah, exactly. Because awesome. Then by awesome. Lunchtime, I'm through with my first big mug of coffee. But that's, you know, and then come the afternoon, then I'm done drinking coffee pretty much, because I don't want to drink, because I'm old, and then you're drinking coffee after two. I'm never going to sleep tonight because I've been drinking coffee in the afternoon. It's kind of like Gremlins, where it's just like, don't feed them or whatever.
Yeah. Isn't it always after midnight though?
Yes. But it's just like, I'm a gremlin. Don't give Dan coffee after two or he won't sleep. But I think those things, you know, again, it saves money on coffee because I'm not drinking it all the time, and saves the trips to the bathroom. And I found that really helped me.
And I find that having a mug with a lid so I don't spill it, but also a straw has really helped me, and a handle so I can scooch it towards me and not tip it over. And then I have a straw so it keeps me independent where I'm drinking. And so I think that's been a good thing in the kitchen, much like our chopper. I know people can buy choppers everywhere, but we have one from Pampered Chef that we swear by because it just chops up everything conveniently. Oh,
you're talking about like a motorcycle.
Yeah.
or a helicopter.
No motorcycle chopper. Sorry, Ryan. But just like a chopper for vegetables.
Gotcha.
And that really, I mean, because I feel bad if you have to dice up onions or cut up mushrooms or something, and you just can put it in the little chopper and chop, 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 bang it out.
Well, and I think those are a lot easier to clean up than a food processor, and it takes up less room in the cupboard than a food processor.
So I think that's a good gadget. And then a cutting board in a normal size. I mean, you don't have to have a humongous cutting board. You can just use a small one that's not super heavy. And I think that's important when you're buying gadgets for the kitchen. They have to be workable for you. You know, I appreciate people thinking of us and buying us gifts or something like that. But if it doesn't work for both of us, I know when we got married, we were registered for China. Two people with multiple sclerosis have no business. Ryan's getting the visual. We have no business. So thus, we have Corel dishes.
And do you know Corel dishes do shatter? I kid you not.
I think you guys told me that. Did you back over one with your chair or something?
Oh, Dan busted one.
I dropped one, Ryan, and it just shattered. I think I took a picture of that too. I mean, it was just like, because I was carrying it over from the microwave or something and it was hot and it just, I dropped, you know, just like, ow, hot. It slipped out of my hand and just everywhere.
Yeah. Yes. I saw one break in a sink once because same thing, like went from hot oven and it was empty. Which I don't remember. Never mind. I'm not getting into that story. But yeah, it went from hot oven to sink with cold water on it and just went crack and just cracked in half.
Yep.
And so those are just the little conveniences. And I think the kitchen gadgets, I know some people talk about special utensils to help with eating and weighted spoons and forks if you have tremors. So to talk with an occupational therapist, that can really be helpful. One of my favorite things is all thanks to our dear friend Christy. She sent me AirPods. Ooh. And as silly
that's
as
a good friend. Yeah. That was expensive.
I know, gosh, just holy shit. She heard me talking and complaining that I didn't like having everyone on speakerphone all the time, but it's difficult for me to hold the phone next to my head. And
you're the only person in the world I will excuse for talking on speakerphone in public.
Thank you.
Oh, I hate that much. I'm just here at the store. Yeah, it's no big deal. It's like everyone can hear your conversation, man. Shut up.
And yes. I'm personal in the fact that if I'm talking to a doctor, if I'm talking to my mom or talking to Dan, I would like to keep that kind of private.
Yeah.
And so the AirPods do that, and I just put it in my ear. And then what's amazing about it, welcome to 2021, Jennifer, but I can listen to books. And so that's wonderful, and listen to music. So I think AirPods and a good cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, to have my phone a friend. Dance files because he knows what I'm talking about. Just having
because Jennifer won't say her name. Sorry.
Oh,
because if you say that, I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Yeah. Yes. Do you know what you can? Or I don't know if you can do it with her, but I know you can do it with the other lady
Alexa.
That taught. Yeah, you can make her respond to different names and stuff.
Oh,
and. Like, I had a friend who had one in their house, and I asked her, I was like, hey, Alexa, can I call you Siri? And she was like, no. That was really good.
But you can make
it answer to a bunch of stuff. Like, there's a comedian, Paul F. Tompkins, who's pretty funny. He's been on a ton of stuff. But he does a podcast with his wife, who's on my top couples podcasting list that you guys are now on.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had their Alexa answer to computer. So it was like, it was Star Trek. He'd be like, computer. And she'd be like, yes. Oh man. I was like, that's so funny.
Well, I like it because I can say, what's the temperature outside? And she answers, or it's nice. And I have a medical alert, if I'm in a pickle, I can push the button and call for help. But I also, it's nice to know that if I just want to say, hey, phone a friend, call 911, like I'm in a bad way, she gets me.
Well, and that's the benefit of technology and the beauty of it is that when we go to bed at now we're getting TMI, but not really. But when we go to bed at night, we have Jennifer's phone at our bedside just because God forbid something happens to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She, you know, then so then that way she can say, hey, phone a friend, call 911. I mean, it's just that emergency thing. And I think that's the beauty of technology and that, you know, you talk about with the AirPods being able to not be on speakerphone and annoy Ryan in the
grocery store.
And something that has totally helped for me and I think for, well, obviously for others, but just with phones, with computers, valuable voice recognition software where you can speak.
Oh man, yeah.
Everything in. So I use Teams at work and you know, it's all there on the computer, but it's also on my phone. So most times in Teams conversations, I'm speaking it in because, you know, with numb fingers, you can't type as quickly and stuff. And so you can speak it. Downside with voice recognition software is you have to pause for a second and be a good editor. And even though as you say it, it reads your word correctly before you send, make sure, because sometimes say, I think maybe he wanted to say this. And so I think that's where technology is just totally helping people. Obviously, it helps business people and the efficiencies and stuff. But with people who don't have, you know, good dexterity and everything, boom, taken care of. And it's all right there. Put the AirPods in and you're good.
And you're good. And one thing that we both benefit from with our cell phones is that we have apps on our phone that remind us to take your medicine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Mango Health. And we didn't mention it when we were talking about the bathroom, but just have a pill box and just set your medicine out, set our vitamins out.
Yeah, I still need to do that. Yeah. With the blood clot thing, I've been taking, you know, vitamin E and whatever the heck else for antioxidant stuff. And I still, I've set myself the reminder to take them because I take vitamins every so often and they're in the bathroom. But now I'm like, okay, this is the thing I need to do. So it's every night my phone goes, dink, take your medicine.
Well, and that, because it does, and that's because we have like the Mango Health. And this is not a paid advertisement, but Mango
Health. But we're open to this possibility.
Exactly. But just with Mango Health, and every night at 9:15, take your gabapentin. I mean, that's just like, boom. I mean, obviously, yeah, we should be responsible and just know that, but I mean, you need that encouragement.
So much stuff happens. You have to remember so many things to just stay alive.
Yeah.
Can I quote you on that?
Yeah.
And you do.
That was pretty good. I'm writing that down.
Yes.
You have to remember so many things just to stay alive.
Nice.
Love it.
Yeah. Good job. And so when we're talking about my cell phone, your cell phone, one of the amazing upsides, if there can be an upside of the pandemic, was just telehealth. You know, through my cell phone, I am going to have a visit with my neurologist, who normally Dan and I, if we saw our neurologist, she's 2.5 hours away from us here in the middle of Mount Pleasant, Michigan. You know, we'd have to drive to Ann Arbor. But because of telehealth and because of the convenience of cell phones, I can just pop on my cell phone and have a visit with her, and I don't have to leave the house. And I think that the pandemic really, we can credit that with making that more accessible. I know you, Ryan, you've had instances where you've used
telehealth. Yeah, with the surgeon in Ann Arbor that eventually took grandma's tumor out, we met with his boss through telehealth and then did a follow-up and then did a follow-up with two of them before ever meeting either of them. We just did it on the phone. And I mean, because grandma's 84 and that's a 2-hour drive and she gets cranky after long periods of just sitting around not doing anything. So it was like, I don't want to have her drive 4 hours, you know, just to be like, oh, hi, I'm here, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, if we can just do that in a room, why wouldn't you?
Well, and it's more convenient if people are working, or it's cheaper. We don't have to pay for a hotel room because inevitably your doctor's appointment will be at the earliest point in the day.
8 a.m.
Exactly. And the gas money, I mean, it's just, it makes sense. And so I will see my neurologist on Monday, and then I will see my urologist on Tuesday because I have another telehealth visit with her. And that saves time, and it keeps you, Dan, from having to take time off work to accompany me to those visits. So I think that's an upside.
Definitely. And with that too,
I'm gonna break in one real quick, sorry.
Yes.
The telehealth visits are the only time in the history of my entire life that a doctor's appointment has started when they told me it would.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like, we have a meeting at 3, the phone was on at 3, they were on at 3. We got it done, nice. And it was done. Every other time, it's like, you wait in there for an hour. Like,
oh, at least.
What are we doing?
It's so much more efficient. Yes.
Oh, it's so great.
And I would imagine it's better for the doctors.
Yeah, right? Because they're just in their office or whatever, doing whatever they got to do. And
the patients are more comfortable. Yep. You know, you're not nervous and all. Like, yeah. And then you can make your list of questions and have them, you know, you have time.
It's not like you forgot them at home.
No, yeah. Exactly. So that's a good thing, which I encourage. And I have lists everywhere. Just, I hope my doctors are ready. But I think you're more prepared for your doctor visits.
Yeah.
Use the time.
Well, and that's what we learned too this year. I mean, where in the past we would do everything for advocacy and you'd go to Washington, D.C., or you drive down to Lansing and everything. Now it's like you're meeting with your public officials remotely. And it's just like where remote is a thing where people are comfortable with. I mean, obviously you don't always get comfortable with Zoom meetings, but at the same time, it's not unheard of and people are more comfortable doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think that's beautiful. And then with this, with the pandemic, just remote work, period, yeah. where companies' offices are more open to allowing that. And I know I had written about that long before I had worked at RNL. It's just that, you know, just for members of the disabled community, how much remote work would be a benefit to companies, to people with disability. I mean, that you can do things, work from home. You don't have to spend time with like commuting with everything, with childcare and everything.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
And just that it's there. And, you know, and as long as the company's set up for remote work. I mean, that was the whole job was remote long before the pandemic, but just how much more efficient you as an employee can be because you're doing everything right there at your house.
Yeah.
You don't have the time. You can get your thermos full of like hot coffee that lasts you all morning. And it's just the remote work is just how that's truly been a blessing.
Being able to take bathroom breaks in your own bathroom. Oh.
Yes.
Yes. And if Dan needs to throw a little laundry.
Yeah.
And he can do that because it'll take 2 minutes, whereas
conversations with coworkers could take 10.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like that old school thinking. It was like, oh, the boss has got to be there watching and make sure you get your work done or whatever. And it's like, I've read Ben Hamper's, used to work for GM.
Yes.
Yeah, Rivet Head. I read that book in college. And like him just talking about how during shifts, one of them would sleep under the bench and the other person would do both of their jobs, and then they'd switch off just because it's like the work to be done, it's easy enough to be done, but they hired too many people and we're all here. We all have to be here to get paid, but none of us are working. So we would just take shifts of actually doing our job.
So the productivity is better. And I imagine the enjoyment, quality of life, you're in your own house.
Yeah. And some people hate it though. Like I have a friend who is just now kind of being let back into the office and he's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. And I can imagine, and maybe that's something again, good to come out of the pandemic is we as a society realize that we as a society are all different.
And we have the internet.
Now. Yeah. And that not everyone functions really well going into the office and people that get tired of their family need to get into the office, or people that get tired of the same four walls. So, and just accepting that. And I think another upside is we haven't had, and that's not the upside, but we have not been able to have an in-person support group meeting during the pandemic. So we really found a lot of good resources for virtual support groups online. And that's been just a really, You know, you wrote about that on our blog recently, Dan, and just called out some good resources, whether they be My MS Team or ANCAN or Healthline MS. They're really good resources for people to get connected with members of their community.
And you're going beyond just your immediate community, which is great. But I mean, that, you know, we're talking at the ANCAN, full disclosure, I mean, we're moderators of the ANCAN MS support group, and we do a lot of work with My MS Team. But when we had the ANCAN meeting the other night, I mean, we had, you know, somebody from Colorado, somebody from Kansas, somebody from Virginia, somebody from Texas, somebody from Florida, here in Michigan. I mean, nationwide. And we've had people from Mexico, and there was one time somebody from
Germany or somewhere in Europe.
But it's all just that virtual support of just people who get it, who understand. And I mean, and then obviously with Facebook, with other things, there's other communities. And what a beautiful thing in terms of when you're talking about MS being an isolating disease. Well, there's a million of us in America living with multiple sclerosis, and I think it's like 2.3 million worldwide. With telehealth, with, you know, with the internet, with the technology, you can connect with people 24/7.
What is ANCAN?
It was called Answer Cancer, and they're online support groups for, it started out with like different forms of cancer and everything, but then they moved forward beyond cancer, and, you know, I think MS was the first disease that wasn't cancer, and then they changed their name to just ANCAN.
Gotcha. Okay.
And yeah, it's just, I mean, and those are just things where you don't feel alone. And that's, you know, that's the beauty in terms of when we're talking life hacks and technology. I mean, obviously, we're looking forward to when we can meet face-to-face with our local MS support group. I think that's coming, just because the MS Society is kind of, you know, backed off on hosting in-person things because of the pandemic. But we're starting to integrate that back in. So it's going to be great, because these are people that you know, face to face, that you've had that, you know, to be able to do that. But I mean, just in terms of where we go from here with the MS support and stuff, it's just, and that support, the online technology, whatever, goes beyond just multiple sclerosis. I mean, there's all kinds of, well, cancer and stuff. Wow. So that's been our just high level things in terms of life hacks and things and ways you can make your life easier, ways we've made our life easier through technology, through gadgets, through everything, and living with multiple sclerosis. We are going to take a quick break here, and we will come back to talk about our moments of joy.
All right, yeah, so third time in a row we're doing moments of joy, because they're joyful and we like them. but yeah, just the idea, like, we bring something to the end of the episode that happened, hopefully since the last time we talked, or it could be something general too, but I had a good one. I guess I'll start just to bring it up. I've been single for a while and blah, 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 but I've been sort of reintegrating myself into society, and I've sort of randomly got asked out on a date a little while ago, and I was just kind of like, it came out of the blue. I didn't expect it. I'm like, oh, that was really nice. I said no. but it was nice to have the offer, because it was just like, I don't want to go out into a bar right now and drink with people and all that stuff. But it was really sweet that she asked, and I appreciated it. And I don't know, it just kind of gave me a little smile, made me feel good about myself.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Jen, what has been your latest moment of joy?
Okay, and I didn't tell you this, Ryan. No. And so my moment of joy came just when we started this, like an hour and a half ago. And I see your car, and you have a large enough vehicle. And you told me earlier this week that you will look at my standing frame.
Oh, yeah. I backed it in backwards so that we could load it up.
Yep, and you're willing to drill out the broken pieces of said standing frame and take a shot at getting my standing frame operational again, because it's been almost 4 weeks.
Oh, dang.
Since I've been able to stand. I mean, I can stand for pivot transfers, but I haven't had that half hour of straight standing. Okay. So I have got the biggest poop eating grin on my face when I saw that. I was like, that's taken away my standing frame. I'm gonna be standing. So that was my moment of joy.
Oh, nice. That's good. I'm glad I helped. I haven't even done anything yet.
No, but still a moment of joy. It's still a moment of joy. It's a moment of something to look forward to and a moment of joy.
I was gonna say the promise.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
My moment of joy, I mean, we talked about going out to the cabin, mm-hmm. going out for a restaurant for the first time since the pandemic. I, as we'd mentioned before, I mean, I'm fully vaxxed. I mean, I've, you know, fully vaccinated everything. But just that we went out to the cabin to have pizza with friends. And it sounds weird, but just that I was able to be at the cabin and I ordered an Alaskan Amber. Mm-hmm. Only in the sense that that's just like the one beer that I always used to get at the cabin, and mm-hmm. just that you're there in the element, and it almost like a return to quote unquote normalcy. Oh, where yeah. I'm just like at the cabin. I mean, obviously they had Oberon, they had all the other standard beers, but it's like that's just what I always would get at the cabin. I haven't had that in like, you know, a year and a half. So what a nice thing. So that was my moment of joy, is just yeah. ordering an Alaskan
yeah.
Amber.
Yeah, it was, and I told you guys, like I recently, within the last week, I've taken up a residence basically at a coffee shop mm-hmm. that I knew of but had never been to, and then now I've gone to it a bunch of times, and I get some epic sessions of writing done, and then it's just a nice place to be, and I'm just like, I'm out in public, I'm not wearing a mask, it's... They have really good drinks. I was like, man, this place is great.
Yes.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah. It's like, I mean, it's kind of nice that we're able to recognize that. It's like this thing has been missing from our life for over a year. And then now it's slowly coming back. And you're like, oh, yeah, I remember being a social part of a, you know, population or whatever the heck.
You don't realize how, because we always say we're antisocial. Yeah. And then once you're there, but it was... I mean, yesterday taking you to Weight Watchers, prior to yesterday, I mean, I'd always been wearing a mask, but just when you're walking by people and you can make eye contact and you both smile at each other.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just that you're there and, you know, you just have that social interaction that yeah. you haven't had, and you're yeah. all there for
you,
the same
you
reason.
You got up, you went to the bathroom. And I was sitting talking with Adam and Erica, and I almost got like teary-eyed. I'm like, he has missed this so much. Like, my husband has been going nuts, you know, for the past 15 months, not being out social. And you aren't, you know, you may say you're not the most social butterfly, but just you need to be out and socialize and get your drink on and just
hanging with friends and yeah. just people that are all there for the same reason, just to get away and yeah. just to
it's
be
about
there.
The only way you get new stories too. So
yeah. Well, and then we're done. We're finished eating and stuff. And Jennifer's like, let's do shots. I'll get shots. Who wants a shot?
It was like, I mean, it's the first time we've left yeah. the house.
I mean, who does shots at home?
That you look in the dictionary for alcoholic. Yeah. That's a little troubling.
Oh,
so. That's a
good one. Yeah. Oh, my face hurts.
That's good stuff. Oh, yeah.
Man.
No, but that was fun. And so those, you know, that just the whole moment, that was just like a collective moment of joy. Mm. And just like, what a great moment.
Yeah.
Great moment.
Man, what a good way to end.
Amen.
Take her out, Dan.
Well, thank you all for joining us for this A Couple Takes on MS. We appreciate you listening, and we hope that our stories have helped you. When you get a chance, check us out on our web, on our website. It is...
Sorry, Dan, since you pulled that, if you want to just yank the table towards you a little bit, I think that would help with Jen's thing. Yep, there you go.
It was me and my shoes were squeaking on the...
Yeah, you can... Yeah, however you got to just like move it back, that's fine, but...
Sorry, I was...
Yeah, sorry about that. No, it's fine, because if she was going to kick in, I didn't want the like, noise to be over her voice.
Yeah, understood, so...
All right, Jen, just talk to me for a second.
Okay. I was thinking what would be really fun is you could say... I could say, this has been Dan Digman, he's walking, And you can say in Jennifer Digman cheese rolling.
Okay.
We'll like switch it just to keep it fresh.
Fresh. Keep it fresh.
Exciting. But I think we'll F it up.
But let's give it a shot.
Hey, give it a shot.
We're old dogs. We can learn new tricks. Woof, woof.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to us. We're a couple takes on MS. I'm Dan Digman.
And I'm Jennifer Digman. Dan's walking.
And Jennifer's rolling. But together, we're moving forward. Thank you. And check us out on our website is acoupletakesonms.com. And listen, follow us on your favorite podcast app. But write a review. Let us know how we're doing. Subscribe. Tell us how we're doing. And
if you have questions, I'm sure Ryan would be most thrilled to.
Absolutely. Yes. You can email into the podcast. It is ACTOMSpodcast@gmail.com. I will take anything you got to send, except hate mail. I will report you.
But thank you all for listening. And until next time, take care and we'll see you soon.